My visits to concert venues around Britain and indeed further afield. We were live in Berlin last night, at the Lufthansa Festival in St John's Smith Square tonight, and tomorrow we'll be in Cambridge at the West Road Concert Hall to hear a recital by the Szymanowski Quartet. They'll be playing his second string quartet, also one of Haydn's great quartets, and to end Beethoven's late quartet, his Opus 132, some of his most sublime and transcendental music. Radio 3 live in concert tomorrow night with the Szymanowski Quartet from 7:30. This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 11 o'clock, time now for Late Junction with Verity Sharp.
وان دل که با خود داشتم با دل ستانم میرمم من ماندم مهجور از او بیچار و رنجور از او گویی که نیشی دور از او در استخانم میرمم گفتم به نیرنگ و فسون پنهان کنم ریشه در او میماند که خون بر آستانم میرود ای ساربان آهست را کارام جانم میرود وان دل که با خود داشتم با دل ستانم میرود محمل بدار ای ساربان تندی مکن با کاروان تندی مکن با کاروان که از عشق آن سر به روان گویی روانم می رود اونی رود دامن کشان اونی رود دامن کشان من زهر تنهایی چشان دیگر مگیر از من نشان که از دل نشانم می رود با آن همه بیداد او وین عهد بی بنیاد او با آن همه بیداد او وین عهد بی بنیاد او در سینه دارم یاد او یا بر زبانم می رود ای ساربان آهسته ران کاران جانم می رود وان دل که با خود داشتم با دل ستانم می رود بازای و بر چشمم نشین ای دل ستان نازنین بازای و بر چشمم نشین ای دل ستان نازنین کاشوب و فریاد از زمین بر آسمانم می رود ای ساربان آهسته ران ای ساربان آهسته ران کارام جانم می رود کارام جانم می
Well, what a glorious voice that is. That is Salah Aghili, who's a 30-year-old singer from Iran. And this is a debut recording from him called Esha Manat. Which translates as The Love Remained, and we're going to hear more from this album a little bit later on. It's a recording that he's made with the country's Nowruz Ensemble. The label it's on is called Makhriz Recordings. And another from their studios is this one, Melodiously Bleeding. And this features, amongst other things, the dotar. Dotar is the Persian word for two strings. So this is the long-necked, two-stringed Persian lute, as played with panache by Hossein Samandari.
alone, here on earth all alone. I am fire, the water and the wind. Soon I will beckon you. The time has nearly come.
That's November Novalet. They're a spin-off from the German industrial electronics outfit Hans Arafner, who like to describe their music as angst pop. And that's a track called Eternity. It's on the album Magic, which is something of a collector's item if dreamy krautrock is your thing. Well, another German who's something of a recluse but has travelled to many corners of the globe in search of musical inspiration over the years is Stefan Mikus. He works alone, multi-tracks his music using a huge range of instruments that he's mastered. And this piece starts with the wonderful sound of the Japanese sho. This is a 17-pipe mouth organ that you cup in your hands to play. Stefan Mikus and Flying Swans from his album Bold as Light. This is Late Junction on BBC Radio 3, and here are the Askew sisters, Emily and Hazel Askew, with a traditional song preceded by this glorious interpretation of the Morris tune Saturday Night.
Thank you. Winter's gone and summer's home. The small birds from their nests have sprung. Are neither borrow nor our lent, but I'll save my heart for a better friend.
Thank you.
Well, released back in February this year, that's a track from the latest album by that group of Finnish fiddlers known as Freak, such a feel-good band. The album is called Granen, and it followed on from the Askew Sisters with Saturday Night, and then Through Lonesome Woods, which is a song collected in the New Forest in 1908, and according to their note, that was the only place that it was ever noted down, which is very unusual for traditional songs. Normally they do travel around a little bit more than that. Well, just one more fiddler for you here. This is a very young, very brilliant Scot. He hails from Nairn, near Inverness. He's called Ruaidh MacMillan, and he's recorded some of his own tunes for this debut album. This is a march that he calls Glasgow City of Music. Thank you. The very crisp playing of Ruaidh Macmillan with Glasgow City of Music and Drive the Golden Spike. It's a set from his debut album, which Green Tracks released last May, called Tyro.
Thank you. nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. At home, baby, my soul belongs. Nobody's fault but mine. Sister, she taught me how to read. Sister, she taught me how to read. At home, baby, my soul belongs. Nobody's fault but mine. I have a Bible in my home. I have a Bible in my home. If I don't read, my soul belongs. Father, he taught me how to read. Father, he taught me how to read. If I don't read, my soul belongs. Nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. That won't be my soul belongs. Mother, she taught me how to read. Mother, she taught me how to read. That won't be my soul belongs. Nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. If I don't read, my soul belongs. Nobody's fault but mine.
Eric Bibb with Blind Willie Johnson's Nobody's Fault But Mine, as learnt from one of those invaluable 1920s recordings. And Eric Bibb's going to be back in the UK in June. He's playing at the London Guitar Festival on the 3rd. And then later that month, he's going to be at Glastonbury. He's a great troubadour and bluesman. Do look out for him. Before that, you heard Lorne McDougall's Lament for the Small Isles Bay. And what a great combination that is. The Highland Pipes and the slide guitar, as played by Martin Simpson. Well, now we're on the subject of the blues. Here's a song from Chris Smither.
This world is in a sorry state. It don't work the way it should. Just when things were looking up, the outlook ain't so good. They told you they would fill your cup. Work hard, they said you'll never sink too low. The trickle down will float you up. Surprise, surprise, it ain't so. Oh, where'd she get to? now, surprise, surprise, you underground.
I love that man's voice, Chris Smither, and Surprise Surprise, which is on his album Time Stands Still. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3 with me, Verity Sharp, and before the truly uplifting sound of Les Espoirs de Coranti from Guinea, here is a track from Kieran Hebden, also known as Fortet, as remixed by John Hopkins. Well, that's Cornelius Cardew playing his piece Soon, and following on there from the glorious sound of Les Espoirs de Corentie, a truly inspiring group from Guinea in West Africa. And they did a big European tour last year, but they failed to make it to the UK. Let's hope that changes the next time that they hit the road. And they're also promising a new album in the autumn too. Well, Cornelius Cardew was an English experimental composer active in the 1950s when he was studying with Stockhausen. But ultimately somebody who rejected the avant-garde in favour of a more improvisatory approach to music, and to that end co-founded the Free Improvisation Scratch Orchestra. He died in the 80s, but the orchestra's other co-founder, Howard Skempton, is still very much alive, and we thought it would be interesting to invite him into the studio this week to collaborate with somebody that he's never met before, even though they were very much contemporaries, still are. And that is Robin Williamson of the incredible string band fame. And he's also now sculpting beautiful music and stories as a solo artist. So do tune in to Thursday night's Lake Junction to hear the results of that. And for now, here is one of Skempton's masterful miniatures. This is the Kettle's Yard Canon, as played by Andrew Sparling and Nancy Ruffer. Ringa Poavatnet, Ripples on the Water. That's a tune written by the saxophonist Daniel Carlson and dedicated to his fiancée Emma Reed, who was playing fiddle. You'd agree to marry anybody who could write you something so beautiful, surely. They're two wonderful musicians from Sweden who, in fact, get married this week. So good wishes to them. And this is by the Latvian composer Petris Vasks. It's a setting of the poem by Milosz called Window, and it's as sung by the Latvian Radio Choir.
Thank you.
Well, there's a piece by the Brazilian group who became very well known for making their own instruments. I'm not exactly sure what they were using for that piece, but I'm sure PVC tubing was probably involved. It's a group called Wachchi and a track called Wind from their album I Ching. And before that was Window by Petrus Vasks. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. And for a sideways look at Chopin, let's turn here to the Polish jazz pianist Leszek Moser, joined here by Majid Kaldaj playing the tombak. And this is their Musings on a Mazurka by Chopin.
Thank you.
Pianist Leshek Moger and the Iranian percussionist Majid Khalaj, and that's a take on Chopin's first mazurka from Opus 24. If you'd like details of anything that you hear on Lake Junction, do have a look at the playlist. We post it on the Lake Junction page of the Radio 3 website. And now, as promised, more of that incredible voice that we heard at the start of the programme tonight, the young Iranian singer Ala Agjili, with the Nuruz Ensemble. And this is a suite of pieces, songs punctuated by solos on the tar lute. And these are love songs that border on ecstasy. They tread that fine line between spiritual devotion and secular love.
وصال تو میسر شده باشد، چشمم به جمال تو منور شده باشد، ریزم ز مژه اشک دمادر که بشویم، گر غیر جمال تو مصور شده باشد. برابر نکند آن که سر من در پای تو با خاک برابر شده باشد. مگو سرکشی ماهی اندی زین بیش مکن سرکشی ماهی اندیش زان لحظه که آهم به فلک بر شده باشد شد قامت من حلقه دلافه که دستم در حلقه آن زنفه معنبر شده باشد هرگز به وفام بار دگری نبندم گر خود ز جفا عهد تو دیگر شده باشد که وصال تو میسر شده باشد چشمم به جمال تو منور شده باشد ریزم ز مژه اشک دمادم که بشویم گر غیر جمال تو مصور شده باشد هیچ برابر نکنم آن که سر من در پای تو با خاک برابر شده باشد شفته و خوی کرده و خندان لب و مست پیروهن چاک و غزل خان و صراحی در دست زلفا شفته و خوی کرده و خندان لب و مست پیروهن چاک و غزل خان و صراحی در دست نرگس شربت جوی و لبش افسون کنان نرگس شربت جوی و لبش افسون کنان این شب دوش به بالین من آمد بنشست که چون این باده شبگیر و دهن کافرش بود گر نشود باده پرست کافرش بود گر نشود باده پرست
سلام Aghili with the Nowruz Ensemble of Iran and a suite of pieces from the album Esha Mant, which means The Love Remained. Recording details of that will be on the Late Junction page of the Radio 3 website. And of course, don't forget that you can also listen to the programme there again too. It'll be there for the next 7 days. This is the oboe player Rafael Munoz with the Saraband by Maram Murray.
Thank you. a child without pain. Life has no meaning, it's only a game. Whatever he wants will always be there. A child without pain is a child without care. In the world of a child without care. Nothing can touch you, oh, nothing would dare. Above all emotion, aloof and remote, a child without care is a child without hope. One day in the life of a child without hope, time passes endless on that long, lonesome road. No one to turn to, no one to call friend. From the child without hope comes a desperate man. A child who has loved must also feel pain. A child who is happy will feel sadness sometimes. A child who is caring will need friends to call. And whilst children have hope, then there's hope for us all. And whilst children have hope, then there's hope for us all.
Well, that's Siobhan Miller and a song by one of Scotland's best-known writers, the late Davy Steele. His song Eyes of a Child, following on there from the music of Moran Murray. And this is where I'll leave you tonight. Thanks for listening to Late Junction. I'll be back at 11 o'clock tomorrow. And just to take us up to 1 o'clock, this is the pianist Florian Fricker and his Spirit of Peace. I'm Verity Sharp. See you tomorrow. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Susan Sharp, and this is Through the Night on Radio 3, where the first 2 hours or more of the early morning are devoted to opera, a complete performance of Donizetti's La Favorita. Originally, La Favorita was in French and first staged in Paris in 1840, but nowadays it's more often sung in Italian. Mezzo-soprano Fiorenza Cossotto became closely associated with the role of the heroine Leonora. She's singing in this performance, which was recorded in 1967 at the Teatro Colón, Buenos Aires. And the tenor Alfredo Kraus is her opposite number, Fernando. Kraus, known for the artistry he brought to the bel canto roles, and he was always cherished for the stylishness and elegance of his singing, though he was capable too of great warmth and passion. A brooding overture sets the mood for the opening scene in the courtyard of the monastery of St. James of Compostela. A novice monk, Fernando, is about to take his final vows, but confesses to the Father Superior, Baldassare, that he's in love with a beautiful young woman whose name he doesn't even know. Baldassare tells him to leave the monastery and pray for God's forgiveness. In scene two, we're on an island full of delectable young maidens welcoming the spring, when who should arrive in a small boat but Fernando. Leonora's fetched. She's the woman he's in love with, but he doesn't know she's the king's mistress. This must be their last meeting, she tells him, and she sends him off to the army. He vows to do glorious deeds and be worthy of her. Act 1 of Donizetti's La Favorita.